540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Any minute now, we are expected to learn whether actors will hit the picket lines over higher pay in Hollywood. CBS's Carter Evans is in L.A.
Mehdi Barrachian has acted in more than a dozen TV shows, from NCIS New Orleans to Manifest.
I can't imagine letting go of wanting to tell stories.
But he says he's struggling just to pay the bills.
If you do want to survive as a middle-class actor in this industry, the way compensation is, you have to have a second job. We're asking for fair compensation.
If this happens, it'd be the first time actors and writers are on strike together since 1960. Secret Service still hasn't nabbed the person who smuggled cocaine into the White House. Here's CBS's Nicole Skanga.
The Secret Service compiled a list of several hundred people who may have accessed the area of the West Wing on July 2nd when the substance was first discovered. But no fingerprints could be found on the cocaine's packaging, and there was insufficient DNA for investigative comparisons.
No one was hurt after a suspected tornado ripped up homes near Chicago last night, but hundreds of flights were disrupted at O'Hare. Today, millions across the country are bracing for historic heat. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
The blistering heat stretches across the South, from Texas.
It's hotter and hotter every summertime.
To Southern California, where temps could top 113 degrees this weekend.
Relief today for women who may have access to more birth control soon. The FDA just approved the first over-the-counter pill. Kelly Blanchard runs Ibis Health.
What will be important for all of these over-the-counter methods is that they are affordable and covered by insurance.
O-pill will be available at pharmacies early next year. Meantime, there's a new program that's offering free COVID vaccines. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The Department of Health and Human Services says the plan is designed to make sure that people can get the vaccines and treatments they need, even if they're uninsured or underinsured. The free shots will be available starting in the fall. The $1.1 billion program is a public-private partnership that will allow people to get vaccines at their pharmacy and at community health centers.
An NFL player is thanking the people who saved him. CBS's Jennifer Clark has the story.
It was an emotional night for Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin. He presented the Bills training staff with the Pat Tillman Award for Service at the ESPY Awards last night and was brought to tears.
Please welcome the training staff of the Buffalo Bills.
DeMar cried as the first responders who saved his life took the stage. Hamlin collapsed on the field back in January from a cardiac arrest after sustaining a hit to the chest during a game against the Bengals.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For WAUK The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee is getting the largest donation in school history. The Zilber Family Foundation is giving $20 million to support public health education at the Zilber College of Public Health. The record gift will support faculty and research. It will create new student scholarships and help improve the health of Southeast Wisconsin. A former Waukesha first grade teacher is fired. Melissa Temple was let go after a long hearing yesterday. Temple got in trouble with the school district for criticizing the decision to ban the song Rainbow Land from the spring concert at Higher Elementary School. The school district says the song was inappropriate. Temple says no one told her which part of the song is controversial. Temple says she's a victim of censorship. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM,
WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin's boss, so I called Robin's boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making, a lot of it being made. We're going to start up with the military spending bill and a handful of MAGA extremists in the Republican caucus trying to knife the military. I'm going to get right to what happened. The Freedom Caucus has put out a list of demands, many of them cultural demands, some of them not cultural demands, before they will vote for any more money for the military. The deadline ultimately is September 30th, otherwise the government shuts down, the military shuts down. These clowns, and we're going to get individually through what they want. First of all, they have a lot of demands in the military about abortion, race, gender. And number two, they want to restrict aid to Ukraine. Some of them have demanded stopping all aid to Ukraine. Marjorie Taylor Greene has a demand that the U.S. drop out of NATO, believe it or not. Drop out of NATO and cut off all money to Ukraine. Now, let me give you the background of this bill. It's an $886 billion bill for our military. The debate started in the House already, and they're voting today on amendments. This came through committee 58-1 in June. They have a very big committee, House Armed Services Committee, 58-1. Only one congressman on that committee voted not to approve this bill. 58 of them, bipartisan, remember, a majority Republican because they have the House, voted for it. There are 1,500 amendments. These clowns loaded it up with that many amendments. McCarthy and the leadership have been spending their time trying to winnow them down and then jawbone these people. It is something that's, you know, even in the universe. They want to cut all funding to Ukraine until Kyiv agrees to Russia's demands and, quote, settles, end quote, the war. They want to end a $300 million program that we use to train and equip Ukrainian soldiers. Scott Perry is the chair of this Freedom Caucus. Now, let me tell you something. The Freedom Caucus sometimes gets a bad rap that somehow it's like a Southern caucus, and that is not true. It's not exclusively a Southern caucus. Yes, there's Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yes, there's Paul Gosar from Arizona. Yes, there's Mo Brooks from Alabama, but there's also Scott Perry of Pennsylvania, who's the chairman of it. And the one that was deeply involved in January 6th in engineering the Green Bay sweep and trying to take the presidency for Donald Trump, even when he lost by 7 million votes nationally and something like 60 electoral votes. And Scott Perry, remember, sought a pardon. He was afraid he'd be prosecuted. He sought a pardon. And he also had his cell phone confiscated. There was a warrant. They walk up to him and said, give me your phone. I mean, they could have arrested him if he had said no. And they look at his phone. He said, this is unbelievable because most of these people's demands are cultural demands. He said that cutting aid to Ukraine is as important as abortion, and they may block the entire bill unless aid to Ukraine is cut. Now, the number of people in this caucus varies. The usual number is 31. But remember, it only takes one member of Congress under the new rules that McCarthy had agreed to, one member to bring a motion to vacate the chair. So here's the deal. If these Republicans vote against this, it's going to require Democratic votes to push it through. Remember, it passed 58-1 in the committee. But for Democrats to vote for it, any Democrat to vote for it, they can't start larding it up with abortion, race, gender, cutting aid to Ukraine, because some of these Freedom Caucus MAGA Republicans won't vote for it unless every one of their demands is met. So the challenge to McCarthy, and I'll say this right now to him, he's not listening, but I'm sure others have said it, is if you want Democratic votes, cut the garbage out of this, cut the baloney. You can lose all 31 MAGA votes, all 31 Freedom Caucus votes, and we'll give you 31 Democrats, whatever you need to pass it. But you are not going to lard it up partially with junk because you want to get a few of the Freedom Caucus people, you see? This is all or nothing. This is a, look, this is a defense bill. I don't care whether you like the fact that there are black people in the military. I don't care if you think that military members should not have access to abortion. If their health depends on it, their physician advises it. I don't really care what you think about any of these issues. This is about guns and ships and aircraft and sticking up for our country against the Ruskies and the Chaicoms and the Norks and Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and ISIS and Al-Shabaab and the Mexican drug cartels. That's what it's about. And I was very, very glad to see Biden gave a press conference and they asked him, what does he think of Tommy Tuberville? He was a little more polite than I was yesterday. But he said, Tommy Tuberville, the Alabama guy, is being absolutely irresponsible to block the flag promotions of coming on 650 admirals and generals. This is the first time in our history we haven't had a confirmed chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. First time in over 100 years the Marine Corps hasn't had a commandant that's been approved by the Senate. And you have to understand something. In the military, take the Marine Corps. They're very proud to be Marines. They're very spit and polished. They're very brave. A lot of these guys, remember in Vietnam, remember the Battle of Hue? I mean, they were overrun by the Viet Cong and the NVA. Yeah, Charlie overran them, and these guys stood tall. They're seeing guys coming shooting at them with bayonets and knives, and they stand there. But part of the ethos of the military is pride in your leadership, pride of the Marine Corps Commandant, pride of the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And when you have hack politicians who didn't serve in the military, frankly, hate the United States and hate the military, posing as what? Posing as patriots? They're not patriots. They're not for us. Glad, very glad to see Biden said that. That was a polite way of saying that that Tommy Tuberville, frankly, should be in prison, quite frankly. This guy is a Confederate white supremacist. But everybody tries to finger the South and say, oh, it's all about them. No, it's not all about them. There are a lot of guys in the Navy I knew that were from the South who were among our best sailors. They were excellent, excellent shipmates. Scott Perry is a traitor to this country, and he's from Pennsylvania. Marjorie Taylor Greene isn't from the South, but I should say she is. I was thinking of Lauren Boebert from Colorado. We have this infestation of treason in the Republican caucus all around the country. All right, we're going quick to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. Gene, what's in your mind today?
Oh, thank you so much for bringing this up. I think people need to be aware of it because this has been a concerted effort from day one to take out our country from the inside out, destroy all the major institutions that we have that protect us, that protect democracy, you know, that, you know, and then side with Russia. You know, these people need to be booted out on their butts or all put into a bus and taken down to Guantanamo where they would live very happily, where they wouldn't have to live by any, well, they'd have to live by rules, but maybe they could start their own whatever they want to start down there, but stay the heck out of our god darn country because they're ripping it apart from the inside out, and it just makes me sick. So anyway, thank you, Matt. I appreciate it. But god darn it, they're criminals, and they've did criminal activities, and god dang it, they need to be ousted. Thank you very much, Matt. You have a good day. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Gene. Excellent call as always. Let me tell you something else, and you're not going to believe this, and I'll say it right now. Matt Gaetz just came out with a statement. Breaking news. He said we should put Russia in NATO and get Ukraine out of it. Ukraine shouldn't go in. Russia in NATO to, quote, make it an anti-China association, an alliance, anti-China. Now, hey, Gaetz, you are not the sharpest knife in the drawer. Let me disabuse you of something. Germany right now is one of our strongest allies. But we got rid of Hitler before Germany could be our ally. Japan is one of our strongest allies now. But we got rid of Tojo and all of those people that bombed Pearl Harbor first. Russia could be an ally. And I've said this before, in the 1990s with Gorbachev and Yeltsin, there were talks about bringing Russia into NATO, and exactly right, as an anti-China alliance. But you got to get rid of Hitler Jr. You got to get rid of Hitler Jr., Gaetz. You are a traitor to the United States. You want Hitler Jr., Putin, in NATO to subvert it from the inside. What Gene Eau Claire said is right. We are destroying ourselves from within by having the MAGA Republicans and the Freedom Caucus call into question our defense spending. 30-some-odd of them are saying we won't vote for it. Well, we need a majority. The Congress is the one that appropriates money, and it's a September 30 deadline, and they wanted it cleared by tomorrow, and now they're just starting to vote on, what, 1,500 amendments? They think they have it down to 80. Some people withdrew them. But the 80 amendments are people who say, we're not going to vote for the United States. That is wrong. That is very wrong. Biden was right when he said to Tommy Tuberville, he could have said it to all the rest of these clowns. This is totally irresponsible. We need weapons, ships, and planes to stand up to the Ruskies, to the Chaikoms, to the Norks, to the cartels, to ISIS, to the Taliban, to everybody that's attacking our country. You can't just roll over and posture like it. We're going to a break. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace. Or Google My Business or WordPress? But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
It's not just about the barrels in construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part.
Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. UK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy tonight with a slight chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 62. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 86. Cloudy tomorrow night. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 64. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. Do not hang up. Taking order. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling, Andy. What's in your mind today?
Well, my question, Matt, would be, what kind of citizens would vote for these eccentric mega congressmen and so forth? And, you know, they're so over the top, and their support of Russia. I mean, you know, Putin is no friend of ours. Never, you know, never has he hoodwinked a couple of previous presidents in what his goals were. And so I don't know. It's like a plague or a sickness within our country that, you know, it started out with the Tea Party people and then of course the election of Trump in 16. So I just don't know. These people make absolutely no sense of it. And like you say, they're not patriots of the United States. They're protagonists. So I don't know. I can't understand it. I just don't know.
Yeah, thanks for calling. And I have a couple of thoughts, and then we go to the next caller. But it's a good call because I want to say this. Historically, you know, in the 1930s, when Hitler was gearing up to commit his genocide, there were Bund groups here in the United States who would meet and drill and all that kind of stuff. When we actually went to war, everybody got behind the war effort. But you have that kind of sentiment. And I want to repeat again, you know, when Gates says we should bring Russia into NATO, we talked about that in 93, but that's when we had people like Gorbachev and Yeltsin who wanted to be in the EU and NATO, and there were preliminary talks. Germany right now is in the EU and NATO, but we got rid of Hitler. Hitler wasn't Germany. We got rid of Hitler. When we had those talks back in the 90s with Gorbachev and Yeltsin, they'd gotten rid of Stalin and some of the worst commie bosses. We weren't going to do anything with them while Stalin or the commie bosses were in. And right now, what Gates is saying is not what I've just described. What he's saying is bring Putin in. He's pro-Putin. And I agree with you. We're talking about 30, roughly, House seats. Who is voting for these people? And even if they're Republicans, let me just leave it at this and we'll go to the next caller. Okay, they're Republicans. Aren't there other Republicans who will run against them in primaries who can be very conservative but say, I'm for America. I'm for promoting our flag officers. If this thing goes through a committee 50 some odd to one, I'm going to vote for that bill. Where are these people? Thanks an awful lot for calling. Dick of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind, eh, Dick?
Matt, I bet you they're against this as well. By 2025, the Chinese are going to have some 400 plus hulls in the ocean. And now we're proposing something with the Japanese, our allies, whereby we could work on our fleets there so that they're in the area and can stay there and don't come back here and stay, you know, in the mix much longer, as I read the article. And you know they'll oppose this, and it will only make us stronger against China to have that presence. And it would also, from what I read in the article, free up us back here to build more ships if we could maintain them actually over there in that theater. But no, they, you know, they'll be against anything with an ally like Japan to do that.
Yeah, thanks for calling. I did read that. And you know something, I want to build on what you just said. When I was in the Navy back in 1970, the mantra in the Navy was we need a 400 ship Navy. That was back, that was 53 years ago. We fell under 300 for a while. And if you haven't been in the Navy, you may think, well, so what? Well, I'll tell you what, so what? When countries see a Navy ship pull into port or sailing among their commercial fleet, it's a very, very important statement of our projection of military strength. But our military strength is not the core strength of our country. The core strength of our country are its values, its constitution, this commitment to democracy. That results in a form of enlightened capitalism of prosperity, and they see us all around. When they start not seeing us around, that's a problem. And the other thing I'm going to tell you, the impact on a marriage. If you don't have enough ships, you'll be off on an 8 or 9 month cruise. If you have enough ships, you'll be off on a 5 or 6 month cruise. You may say, so what? Well, let me tell you something. It's a very bad strain on a marriage to be away 8 or 9 months and to not see your kids and all of that. That's a very, very bad strain. And if your career, you're seeing it every couple of years, it's not right. It's not right what we're doing. So thank you very much for that call. Bob and Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Bob?
Yeah, Prigozhin, the guy that almost had a coup going on Putin. I think the mainstream media has got it wrong on that. I think Putin downgraded it to mutiny, then met with him 5 days later. I think he's just too valuable. You know, he's the one that got Trump elected. In fact, he's indicted by America for his efforts. And he's all over Africa and bringing in money and gold from the Central African Republic and things like that. I think he's just too valuable to not have Putin make a deal with him and bring the old-time St. Petersburg buddy back in the fold.
That's an interesting, interesting perspective. Let me tell you another perspective that's circulating in Washington now. And it came out through an army general. There are people in our government who think that Prigozhin is dead or that he's in prison. I do not believe that Putin is a guy who forgives or somehow thinks, okay, you know, I still need this guy. The minute he had the upper hand, that thing in St. Petersburg, nobody saw Prigozhin there. That was just announced by the Kremlin. The Kremlin lies through its teeth all the time. So stand by. We'll find out one way or the other. But there are a lot of people who think that Prigozhin has been killed or he's in prison about to be killed. And Putin is Hitler Jr. And Putin has got to go. And I mean, go pass away. Because if he doesn't, we're going to have more trouble continuously. We go to a break. I see you in the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Beep, 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 yeah. Beep, beep, beep,
beep, yeah. This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup at 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. Actors have decided to go on strike in Hollywood. SAG-AFTRA President Fran Drescher.
We are labor and we stand tall and we demand respect.
and to be honored for our contribution. You share the wealth because you cannot exist without us.
SAG represents about 160,000 actors, and they'll strike at midnight, joining writers for the first time in decades. National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland.
A strike is an instrument of last resort. We've tried for 4 weeks to reach a deal, and unfortunately, they have left us with no alternative.
CBS's Carter Evans has more on their demands.
Like strikey writers, actors also want increases in basic pay, higher residuals for streaming content, and protection surrounding the use of artificial intelligence.
Analysts have said a strike could cripple the industry, but with no deal, picketing begins tomorrow. CBS News Special Report, I'm Monica Ricks.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For WAUK, The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A Waukesha bus driver faces sexual assault charges. Prosecutors accuse Michael Meyer of sexually assaulting a girl with special needs on several occasions. Investigators found almost 1,300 text messages between Meyer and the alleged victim between 2021 until as recently as last month. Prosecutors say he also made the girl watch pornography and he had illegal pictures of her on his phone. Meyer was in court yesterday where his bail was set at $1 million. The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee is getting the largest donation in school history. The Zilber Family Foundation is giving $20 million for health education at the Zilber College of Public Health. The record gift will support faculty and research. It will create new student scholarships and help improve the health of Southeast Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
It's the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series at the Waukesha County Fair, Thursday, July 20th on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage, featuring Iron Plow, Karma Shotgun, and Talon. Music starts at 7:30, hosted by WAUK's Don Brown. The Waukesha County Fair on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage. Find more info at guitars4vets.org. Presented by WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK. UK.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. David of Mequon, my friend. Thanks for calling. David, what's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt. Thanks for taking that call. Really quickly, Joe Biden mentioned a couple days ago, which was concerning. I'm sure, obviously, he didn't do it intentionally, but he slipped by saying that Ukraine is low on the 155 munition shells, and that the United States, instead to kind of transition period, they're going to send these cluster munitions instead, which are not as accurate. But the point being that the U.S. military is having problems, you know, making, keeping up with things. And I'll just put it to you this way. You know, you're just briefly talking about the ships in the Navy. The Navy only has 4 working, actually, military installations, 2 on the East Coast two in the West Coast that can actually fix our ships and subs and what have you. And they're talking about bringing back the one in San Francisco back in operation, because we have to be able to build, you know, newer ships quickly if we got into a major conflict. And right now, it doesn't sound like we could really, we're just having trouble just producing, you know, artillery shells. So I don't know what your thoughts are, if you heard that, but I throw it out there today.
Yeah, David, thanks a lot for calling in. Yeah, let me dig into that a little deeper. What Biden said was that Ukraine, they're doing a great job. There have been something like 200,000. Hold on just a second. I got something going on here. There we go. 200,000 or 250,000 Russian casualties, at least 50,000 of them dead. For 5% of our defense budget, we are essentially waging war on Russia without nuclear weapons. And the Ukrainians are magnificent, and they're the ones doing it for us. Our commitment to Ukraine is moral. It's for democracy. But if you want to look at it in purely analytical terms, you can't do better than expend 5% of your defense budget and achieve this result in hamstringing and crippling Russia, especially their most toxic portion, which is Putin. Obviously, if they ever become a peaceful country again, that would be great. Now, that's number one. Number two, the so-called cluster munitions, we used to call them cluster bombs. You're right that Biden is providing them. I support that 100%. I do not agree that they are less precise. What they do is they scatter shells and scatter shrapnel so that when they hit an area, if you have a concentration of troop positions, it has really lethal effect. It's absolutely the right thing to do. Now, some people object to them because of the civilian casualties. We're giving them to Ukraine to use in their own country against Russia. They're the ones that are going to protect the civilians. Russia has been using cluster bombs now for something like a year. They've been using them already. When Putin says, well, now we'll have to use them, he's already been using them, and he has caused civilian casualties. One of the really difficult things about cluster bombs that ours address is this, is that if they don't go off and they're lying around and kids find them later, they blow up, they can kill civilians. Our fail rate is something like 1.5%. Their fail rate is between 5% and 10%. So in other words, they're inept. They're inept as a society. They're inept as a culture. They're inept militarily. So their use of cluster bombs with a high dud rate, it's called, is inexcusable. Our use of them to give to our allies to use in their own country, think that they can't protect their civilians, they know what they're doing. That's number one. Number two, we're not having difficulties manufacturing shells. And first of all, remember, under the National Defense Act, which was passed by Truman during the Korean War, the president could just tell a company, start producing them. I don't care what your business model is. He could go to Ford Motor Company. He could go to General Motors and say, start producing ships. He can do that. He doesn't have to, because unless these Republicans are successful in stopping our defense budget, because there's a profit motive for their doing it. Finally, when we're talking about ship repair, we have repair facilities, as you say, on the East and West Coast. Remember a couple of other things. We have something like 10 aircraft carriers. The Ruskies have one, and it doesn't work. We, right after I got out of the Navy in the Mediterranean, they ran out of water, and our Navy supplied the Russians with water. In Syria, they sailed their aircraft carrier up into the Mediterranean and docked, and then their aircraft were offloaded into Syria and took off by land. They can't launch, they cannot launch a single plane from their single aircraft carrier, which is now in dry dock. The Ruskies, the Chaikoms have two aircraft carriers. They are also inept. Why? Because they're a communist culture, and because there's fraud in their procurement process. And because, you know, if you're the president's brother-in-law, you know, you get the contract and you skimp on materials. They have no morale. They do not know how. An aircraft carrier and an aircraft carrier detachment, one of the most sophisticated military operations in the world, other than our submarine force. And to make an aircraft carrier operation work, launching that many aircraft at night in stormy weather and retrieving them, you think the CHICOMs can do that? Of course, they don't care about who gets killed. I have absolute faith in our military. And David, one thing I want to leave you with, it is absolutely unpatriotic for the Republican Party to threaten to vote against the defense bill. That sends a message to China and Russia that they can get away with things we shouldn't be letting them get away with. Absolutely irresponsible. It's time that the Republican Party reverted to being the party of Reagan and Eisenhower, as we are the party of Franklin Roosevelt and John F. Kennedy. Strong defense, bipartisan. You don't badmouth your own country. These traitors in the Freedom Caucus should be in prison. That's my view of them. Going to the lines. Jack in Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jack. What's in your mind today?
It's an honor to speak to a true patriot and a man who loves his country.
Thank you.
Quick comment here. It's going to be a little criticism towards these Democratic senators. What we really miss and we sorely need, we need some Democratic senators with a backbone. We need a fellow like a good old Teddy Kennedy. He didn't mince words, and he would have put this communist sympathizer like this Tupperville in his place. So that's my comment, Matt. And hey, I really enjoy your thoughts and your patriotism.
Thank you very much, Jack. I always enjoy your calls. And yeah, I want to second what you said. When I was the chairman of the Democratic Party, you know who our senators were? They were Bill Proxmire and Gaylord Nelson. And our congressmen were Les Aspin. There was Bob Kastenmeier, Dave Obey, Jerry Klitschko. And before that, it was Clem Zablocki and Henry Royce. If a Tommy Tuberville had raised his ugly head in that environment, Teddy Kennedy would be right on him. So would Bill Proxmire. So would Les Aspin, who's the head of the Armed Services Committee. We right now have a Senate where everybody is afraid to publicly criticize any other senator, even if, like Tommy Tuberville, says he's a white supremacist, and he will not approve the promotion, one guy of any flag officer, general or admiral, until he has a whole laundry list. He says it's abortion. His other demand is that the new space center, there already is one in Alabama, but the new one be built in Alabama also instead of Colorado, where it's scheduled to be built. He also is opposed to aid to Ukraine. At what point do you let one senator dictate our foreign policy? That's not right. It's not in the Constitution. It is absolutely not in any statute. It is time for the Democratic senators, because the Republicans are in cahoots with them. Ron Johnson supports him, by the way. But the Democratic senators can say, look, if you have a concern about a single flag appointment, say there's an officer up and you have information he shouldn't become a general and admiral, that's legitimate. We can debate that. But not 650 of them and their chiefs of staff and other officers who will go with them to their new positions and their families. And they're in limbo, and it's demoralizing our military. Army conscript, they're not conscriptions because they're not drafting, but the Army strength that they needed is down 25%. The Marine Corps doesn't have a confirmed commandant. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is not confirmed. This is commie stuff. This is Rusky stuff. CHICOM NORC stuff. It's not American stuff. Tuberville is not an American in the sense of being a patriot. Thank you for calling. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for the topic. The bottom line here, if you're going to go into battle, you need good equipment, the best equipment you can lay your hands on, and most of all, good leadership, because history is littered with countries that failed because they had terrible leadership. Russia right now is showing that. So I don't understand the GOP. If I'm going to go into war, first of all, I want state-of-the-art rifles and whatever else I can lay my hands on. But number one, I want good leadership. I mean, you have to have good leadership. So I don't get this. They're putting us in a bad spot here. So that's all I wanted to say today. And thanks for the topic. I don't get the who the hell a GOP is anymore. I have no clue. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. I really appreciate your calling as always. And I want to move on. And this is something that is related. Several days ago, 21 House right-wing members, in other words, of the Freedom Caucus, which numbers more than 21, 21 of them wrote a letter in writing, a letter to McCarthy. And in it they said, come September 30, we will vote against all government funding for anything unless our demands were met. And the demands that he set out, quote, one, rescind the debt deal that you entered into with Biden and spend less than you've agreed to. And you already agreed to a 1% haircut from previous spending. Roll back spending to 2022. We went through this on the debt deal. And the debt deal was simply to acknowledge what had already been approved. The next one, no support for Ukraine. 21 of them said that they will not support Ukraine. They will not support any more money to Ukraine. There's a September 30 deadline or the government shuts down. What this Republican Party has done for the last umpteen years, go right up to September 29, threaten, posture, and then cave, but stick a knife in whatever they can. They started with a defense bill because that's the biggest bill. It's 800 and what did I say, 89 billion this time. But to keep screwing around like this demoralizes the military. These are 18-year-old kids coming in out of high school. They're excited. They're going to be a Marine, a sailor, an airman. They're going to be in the Coast Guard. They're going to be somebody. They're going to learn stuff. And you see these clowns disrespecting them, these clowns demoralizing them. And there was testimony for the guy who's up to be chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff saying it's having an effect on recruitment. It's having an effect on recruitment. Well, now what the House right-wing nuts, 21 of them anyway, have said, we're not going to vote for anything. The hell with the military. Unless you put a knife in the debt deal you already agreed to, because the debt deal that's done, but they can put a knife in it because there's a promise of spending limits going forward, and they want even less than that and no support for Ukraine. Something's got to give. Something's got to give. Obviously, the Democrats are going to have to give some votes, but they can't load it up with a lot of garbage, okay? We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Not just stepping stone. Not just stepping stone. Not just stepping stone. Not just stepping stone.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Cruz. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information.
A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. Lows around 62, winds out of the south 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, highs around 86. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for scattered thunderstorms, lowest level off around 64. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matchland Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I see a glimmer of good news in the 3rd Congressional District in Wisconsin. It's a district that can be flipped, the district that my friend Ron Kind held for many years, can be flipped again. This Derek Van Orden, I want to talk about him for a second. He is a piece of work. But there is a candidate who just announced named Rebecca Cook. And I am impressed with her. I think she's spunky. She's a lot on the ball. She grew up in a dairy farm in the 3rd Congressional District. She was a small business owner. And there'll be other candidates getting in, perhaps, in the Democratic primary and some other good ones. I know some of them, so that's all welcome. But at this juncture, Rebecca Cook has announced. Now, here's what's going on in the 3rd Congressional District. This Derek Van Orden ran against Kind and lost. Then Ron retired. He had quite a distinguished career. And I know him well. He's a very good friend. And then Derek Van Orden ran again and just squeaked back in against a very good Democratic candidate, Brad Pav. Here's a little background on Van Orden. First, he's not from the district, but the rules, he doesn't think the rules apply to him. And what do I mean by that? In August of 2021, he tried to bring a fully loaded handgun through a security checkpoint in an airport in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. They nabbed him, pled guilty. He was fined. He was given probation. On January 6th, he was in Washington for the insurrection. He used campaign money to pay his way. I didn't donate to him, but if I donated to any candidate and he went to the insurrection on my money, I wouldn't have liked it, frankly. He went to the Capitol. He didn't just sit there and listen to speeches. He claimed that he didn't go in anywhere, but his cell phone data showed that he was in a restricted area. The thing that bugs me about the guy, among everything else, I don't think we need a guy who thinks the rules don't apply to him. But more importantly, suddenly he's trying to surface as a moderate. And this is a joke. If you take a look at what he said during the campaign, what he said early on, and this guy is a Freedom Caucus Republican, supports Tommy Tuberville, supports the whole Republican agenda, hook, line, and sinker, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Paul Gosar, Mo Brooks, Matt Gaetz, every one of them. But when he comes home in Wisconsin, he knows that that ain't going to fly over there. That ain't going to fly in the 3rd Congressional District. I remember very well when Jimmy Carter ran for president in a primary in 1976. And I met Jimmy Carter, I met Rosalind, I met Chip, his son, and they were all very fine people. And everybody thought Jimmy Carter wouldn't win Wisconsin. You know where he got a lot of his votes? He got them in the 3rd Congressional District in that primary. Folks can see through a phony. Folks can see through that You shouldn't take a fully loaded handgun through a checkpoint in an airport. That's against the rules. And if there's an insurrection, if you think you want to go out and listen to a speech, go out and listen to a speech. But you don't go up to the Capitol and go in a restricted area. The rules have got to apply to everybody. And who knows how it turns out, but I want to put a marker down that I was glad to see this Rebecca Cook announced for the position. And as I say, there will be other good candidates, perhaps. But I've been very taken with her public statements. She's aggressive in a very good way. And she stands up to Van Orden and shows no fear. And I like that very, very much. I looked online to some of the thread of social commentary on the stories. And the Republicans have trolls. They pay some of them. During the gubernatorial campaign in 2018, they paid some of these trolls go to Democratic events and try to disrupt them. But the trolls that I see on the threads with Rebecca Cook aren't doing her any damage at all. It's all this crazy stuff from the Republican Party that, well, we're the party of fiscal integrity. And she's not. Excuse me? Foxconn? Sinking the defense budget? Throwing the country into default? This is not the Republican Party of Reagan and Eisenhower, believe me. And he's not a candidate in that mold, believe me. And she's very, very good. She'd be a good congressman. Go to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, eh, Bill?
You were talking about a Republican who ignores the law. They're above the law. Correct me if I'm wrong. All of them, including Trump, took an oath of office. In the oath of office, it states to protect the country from foreign and domestic terrorism. Well, they all broke the oath of office, I would say. I'm not an attorney, but I would say they all broke the oath of office. Is there any reason they can't be charged with that? They took an oath, they broke it, and we do nothing? They walk around, they talk about Hunter Biden getting special attention. Trump's got a bigger rap sheet than any criminal in the country. He's loose. We don't do anything. We don't do anything. They all broke the law, oath of office. They could all, should, if we had a real strong American governor or government like in the days of Eisenhower, which I was fortunate enough to meet with my dad, these guys would all be locked up. But not today. No.
Right,
no, they
flaunt
the law. They smirk. They laugh in our face. They can't believe that that we're going to try and do anything. How long does America play dead? I'll just leave you with that thought.
Yeah, that's an excellent call, as always, Bill. I thought a lot of Eisenhower, and I'll tell you, the general that really won the war over in Europe against Hitler, and it was a very fine man, fine president. And you're right, he wouldn't put up with this. And now, here's what it is. I mean, I got to tell you this. There is a reluctance on the part of the Justice Department to criminally charge a congressman. You know, Scott Perry asked for a pardon. They confiscated his cell phone. He was in on it. Mo Brooks and Giuliani and all these guys gave the speeches that egged everybody on. They got all the rank and file. They got the foot soldiers. They didn't get the generals. They didn't get the generals. Now, Van Orden is in Congress, but the rules don't apply to him. It doesn't take a genius to say you shouldn't bring a fully loaded handgun through a aircraft security point. You shouldn't go in a restricted area. Bill, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. And it's a reluctance to go after public officials. And I think that's a misplaced reluctance. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Stand by for a great show coming up. Devil's Advocate with Dom and Crute. Matt Flynn Direct. Signing off for today. See you back same time, same place tomorrow.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.